So, next up, Ed Koontz. And no flowers for Algernon. How many of us are that?
Algernon Mantooth was at the end of things. He'd lived a long time and had made a multitude of enemies. Literally, everyone he'd ever known was mad at him for one thing or another. The building manager at Flumph Tower, he spent much of the day insulting visitors who didn't get on or off the elevator quickly enough, or had a particularly obnoxious body spray, or bad breath, or an outlandish hat. He raised a family on his meager salary and finally had saved enough to take a summer vacation to faraway go, a posh resort his boss Reginald Flumph owned. He thought maybe that with his predilection for nastiness, he'd fit right in. He did get an employee discount. The vacation worked out somehow. He stayed in his room for much of the day watching FlixNet and playing cribbage while his wife shopped. It was to be his one and only vacation. Now he was watching his life's energy ebb. The end was inevitable and close. He was laid on a sofa in his living room. The children and his long-suffering wife, Clara, gathered round. They talked among themselves animatedly, discussing how much each was going to acquire from the will and what they would do with it. At the bedside sat his brother Manly, who kept tabs on the heart monitor and frequently glanced at his watch. Someone told a risque joke, and while everyone was chuckling, Algernon's cell phone, which lay on the table next to the bed, melodiously bleeped, and then bleeped again, then warbled. Nervous, Manly hurried to the phone. The caller ID read, "Satan." Manly hesitated. Who in hell would be calling now? He picked up. "Yes?"
"Hi, can I speak to Algernon?"
"Who is this?"
"What's the matter?"
replied Satan.
"Doesn't your caller ID work?"
Satan's voice sounded like that of a 13-year-old girl's. Manly paused. "Whatever, okay, let me get him on the phone." Wow, that voice was creepy, he thought. It was too late. While everyone had been squabbling over who would get the antique dresser and the art collection, Algernon had finally slipped away and no one had noticed. The heart monitor Manly had been watching had flatlined. "Sorry, he just passed," Manly told little girl Satan. The Mantooth family picked up their belongings and began to leave.
"Never mind then," replied little girl Satan. "I'll be seeing him in a few. Have a nice day."
Then, as an afterthought, he added,
"I'll send flowers."
"Don't bother," replied Manly.